Hello, everyone. I want to talk about this topic is called prioritizing you, the importance of self-care in a busy world. Let me say that again. Prioritizing you, the importance of self-care in a busy world. I'm going to read a little bit from my book, Necessary. And again, for those of you who are already members of the Necessary Book Club, you can turn to chapter 17. I'm going to read a little bit from the affirmation called Rest. But I want you all to turn here, and I'm not going to read through all of this. I'll save that later when we have some of our meetings. But let me just read through a little bit of the affirmation. I had to learn the hard way, and I have to be honest with you all, I'm still learning. I am literally still learning to rest. Because I've been working since I was 13 years old. And I think I've told you all I can count the amount of vacations I've had in my entire life on one hand, right? One, because we never had money to go on vacation and be able to do things like that. And two, by the time I finished college and got married and had kids, our first son had a major medical condition. So we always had to stay close to his doctors and the medical facilities. And the one or two times we did take a major trip, we had literally, and this is not an exaggeration, a whole crew of people with us. I'm talking nurses, extra bags of blood, the crew, like we had to have a system of specialists to even go with us when we went on a cruise one time a long time ago. And so I didn't grow up with the mindset of vacationing and sort of getting away. And as an adult, sometimes that can impact your life because you don't realize you've been in survival mode for so many years. Does that make sense? And even when you're no longer in quote unquote survival mode, it's hard for people like myself, and I'm sure there's somebody that can relate to me. I can't be the only person. Maybe I am, but I can't be the only person. Sometimes it's hard for me to put that off switch, turn that off switch off and just be in the moment. Does that make sense? So I wanna talk about prioritizing you. You know, the importance of self-care in a busy world, something like that. I think that's the title I gave this. So the affirmation is called Rest. I'm just going to read a little bit from my book, Necessary. I would no longer feel guilty for taking the time to rest. I deserve me. I deserve to be mentally and physically healthy. I deserve to slow down and remember that I am alive. Somehow, in the midst of taking care of others, I forgot to take care of me. Starting today, I'm going to take better care of myself, and I won't allow anyone or anything to make me feel badly about that. I deserve to take care of me. I deserve to rest. And that's such an important affirmation to me because when I wrote this, I just remember having that moment of just, oh, I don't need to feel guilty about taking time for me. Now, I don't know about you all, but I always felt this sense of guilt. Just getting away and just taking care of me with no strings attached. So in other words, not even having really a reason, you know, other than I want to rest. I want to get away. I just want to be alone. I just want to sleep in this weekend, right? Somehow I and probably a lot because of my upbringing and all the busyness of life, I even felt guilty if I would even sleep in, you know, on the weekend, or excuse me, if I would stay in the bed, you know, past like 7, 8, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning. To me, that was almost like a sign of like being lazy. Does that make sense? And so if I didn't have anything planned or anything going on, it was weird for me to even be at home and really have nothing to do but to just sit and look out the window. So I'm in a new stage in life now. Don't get me wrong. I still work and I still have to remind myself, slow down, Z, take some time. In fact, just the weekend before I went and visited my son away in college, and I just stayed a couple extra days and just was like, I don't have a reason for it, but I'm just going to be away and do my thing. But it's still very hard for me. And I didn't realize that all of those years growing up with all the trauma in my life and all of the busyness of life, right? Some of you are in careers or maybe you have a large family or you just have so much, you're just going and going and going and going and going, and you don't even realize that you're not taking a moment to rest. Now, I love you all, and I pray that what I'm about to tell you is going to help somebody so you can avoid what happened to me. I ended my butt up in the ER. I ended my butt up. I said my butt up. You guys know I can, you know. That's just how I talk. But anyway, I ended up breaking some of my teeth. You know, I went to the dentist and I didn't realize I was grinding my teeth at night. And I remember my dentist was telling me you need like a mouth guard. And I'm like, a mouth guard? I don't snore. I don't, you know, she's like, it's not about snoring, Z. It's about you're wearing your teeth down. And I went through that mouth guard so quickly, not knowing that that was one of the issues I was having. So anyway, I'm talking too much. Let me read. I want to read a little bit from chapter one, just a little bit. I'm just going to touch on the first or two paragraphs, and then I'm going to jump around a little bit and I'm going to close out. But I hope that this helps someone. You got to prioritize yourself, baby. In fact, I was asked to speak at a few executive conferences. By the time this recording's up, I'm probably going to be already speaking at another one. But I've got another conference coming up where I'm teaching a lot of executives, a lot of business owners, a lot of CEOs. And guess what the topic they have me talking about? Taking care of themselves. I just spoke at their Christmas or holiday conference, I should say, and now they have me speaking again at their, I guess, some annual major event. But anywho, it's just amazing that no matter who you are, it doesn't care if you're poor, broke, or you got millions of dollars in your account, you got to learn how to take care of you and how to start prioritizing. And I'm speaking to myself, too, by the way. All right. Chapter 17, you all turn over to page 200. I'm reading from my book, Necessary. Just going to read a little bit from chapter one. Sometimes we don't realize we've been in survival mode for many years because we never take the time to stop running and actually rest. Why is it so difficult for us to rest? And why do some of us feel guilty when we take time for ourselves, even when nothing at all is planned? It's as if we feel we're doing something wrong, or perhaps missing out on something if we focus on resting and shutting down all the distractions life throws our way. And then I go on to talk a little bit about Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, you know, about how God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, and he rested from all of his work. I go on to talk about a little bit about Exodus chapter 20, verse 10. You all can read that later because I'm not going to read all this through right now. And this is one of the Ten Commandments when Moses said, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. And I go on to talk about, I literally say that I'm not going to, let me read this. I say, I won't try to convince you one way or the other to honor the Sabbath, because statistics show the world is greatly divided on this subject. Some people believe we absolutely must continue to honor the Sabbath because it is one of the Ten Commandments, while others believe it is not necessary because that was Old Testament teaching. And if I can be very transparent, I'm just now beginning to develop my own convictions about taking the time to rest. So my approach is not trying to convince you if you should honor the Sabbath or not. You have to figure all of that out. All I can tell you is God allowed my little butt to get so broken down to the point where I said, you know what? I have to have a day for myself to rest. Just to rest, just to sit in God's presence and just to reflect. And so what I do is literally from Friday, and pretty much everyone that knows me knows this now, pretty much from Friday later in the evening, you know, give or take, to like Saturday, give or take around 5 or 6 in the evening, pretty much my family, friends, everyone pretty much knows it's going to be really hard to reach Z during that time. And it's not because someone is telling me, you got to do this, you got to. No, you know what? I have convictions about it. If God rested, right? And if it's not hurting me, yeah, right? You know, and whether you believe in following the Ten Commandments or not, that's up to you. You figure out what works for you. I'm just saying for me, I sat down and I thought about it and I thought, what harm is there in me taking time to rest? So that's just a decision that I made, that this is something that I'm going to do for myself. Do I honor it perfectly every single week? No, but the vast majority of the time I do. I really try to use that time. So let me just scroll through all of this, because I talk about how it's not my goal to try to convince you one way or the other. But now I'm going to jump down to what I say on page 201. Whether you believe in honoring the Sabbath or not, do you think God was on to something? If the maker of the world took a day to rest, could it be possible? Just could it be possible that we're designed to do the same thing? Just want you to think about it, baby. Could it be possible that God wants us to rest and give him thanks? Could it be possible that he knows what's best for us physically and spiritually? And taking more time to rest is a part of His plan for our lives so that we can seek His guidance and thrive. I'm on page 202 now. Could it be possible that He wants us to take a moment from the worries of life and sit down to reflect and appreciate what was accomplished? Now, I'm going to pause there for a second because that's so hard for me sometimes. And I know for many of you all that are go-getters, it may be very hard for you as well. And I know this because I have a lot of friends who are go-getters, right? It's so hard for me to sit and reflect on what's been accomplished because I'm kind of built to perform, right? I'm always on to the next, but I'm always aiming and looking for whatever that goal is. Whatever it is God has told me to do, it's almost like it's a red dot on my wall and like I'm aiming for it. So it's very, very hard for me to pause, take a moment and just sit and reflect and appreciate where I've come from and all that God has done, you know? So instead of, there's an author that wrote a book. I'm trying to remember his name. I think he's the author that wrote that book on 10X. And he talked about the importance of being in the gain and not in the gap. You know, people that are in the gap are always focused on like lack, you know, what's not working, what. But when you're in the gain, you're always focusing on, wow, look how far I've come. So hopefully that makes sense. But anyway, that's just kind of how I'm wired. And that's something that I always have to slow down and focus on. So let me read that sentence again because I'm talking more than I wanted to. I'm reading from my book, Necessary. This is page 202. Could it be possible that I'm referring to God. Could it be possible that He wants us to take a moment from the worries of life and sit down to reflect and appreciate what was accomplished? Could it be possible that He wants us to take some time to notice His beautiful creation and admire all that He made for us? In my humble opinion, we never were designed to constantly be distracted by all the pressures and technology the world brings our way. And I would be one of the first to admit that this is an area of my life that I struggle with at times, because even though my children are adults now, I still have to force myself to slow down and not become distracted and consumed by the rush of life and all the responsibilities that come with it. And then I go on to talk about many years ago, I learned the hard way. And that's when I went on to talk about how, my teeth started breaking. I ended up going into ER because my heart was racing. I didn't know what was going on. And I talked about how I went and saw, some sort of counselor, therapist or what have you. I forget her exact title, but, you know, she was the one that was saying to me, did you notice the flowers before you came in the building? I'm like, girl, I didn't notice any flowers. What flowers are you talking about? So I saw her for about maybe a good 6 to 8 weeks, and she did a phenomenal job with me just teaching me to slow down and appreciate and see life and enjoy each moment. And in those moments, I don't know about you guys, but you ever feel like there's so much going on in your life, it's like, who's got time to rest? So in those moments, it was very hard for me to be still because I was putting out so many fires. I didn't know that it was possible to rest in the middle of all those storms. Does that make sense? I'm going to go ahead and close this out. Anyway, I went on to talk about my breaking point and some of the things that I went through in life. But let me skip to the end of this chapter. When I give this little challenge. So I ended by saying, my gentle challenge for you is to simply rest. Take some time to slow down and rest in the presence of God and give thanks to Him. Trust that He will take care of things. And rest, baby. Lay all your burdens down before Him. And rest. And after you've done all that you know to do, sit in His presence and rest. I love you all. I pray that you're encouraged. For those of you who have my book Necessary, make sure you read through the reflection, read through all of the recommended reading, which there are some really good passages in here mentioned. Psalm 62, verse 5 through 6, Proverbs 3, verse 7 through 8, Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. And then make sure you go through some of those assignment and self-reflective questions, because when we have our book club meeting, we're going to be talking through it. But I love you all. I pray that you rest and take care of yourself. Be encouraged.